If you're an enterprise marketer or a product manager or really anyone trying to make sense of all the customer interaction data out there, you know the biggest challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Omnichannel success is all about seamless transitions. But mapping those, well, that's almost impossible if you don't have the right tools.
Right.
The customer journey mapping market, or CJM, it's just massive. And picking the wrong platform means you're just wasting time and budget on dashboards that give you, what, half the story?
That is the critical failure point we see over and over again. So many companies, they settle for, you know, general analytics or these static flowcharts. They think they have a map.
But they don't.
Not really. They just have a bunch of disconnected data points.
Mm-hmm.
So our mission in this deep dive is to give you the shortcut, a really detailed data-driven look at 7 of the top CJM tools.
Mm.
And we're categorizing them not by price, but by what they actually do.
By their purpose.
Exactly.
Yep.
So you can pick the right strategic platform right away.
Okay, let's unpack this definition first. When we say customer journey mapping tools, what are we talking about specifically? Is this just Google Analytics with a new coat of paint, or is it a totally separate category?
It's a separate, very specialized category. These platforms are designed to visualize and analyze every touch point a customer has with a brand. And crucially, they unify the data from all those touch points.
And this goes way beyond just web traffic.
Oh, absolutely. We're talking about platforms that pull data from websites, from mobile apps, social media, emails. Mm. And ideally, they even integrate with offline data points to create these detailed living maps.
So it's like a data vacuum, sucking up information from all these different systems, your CRM, marketing automation, everything. But how do you stop it from just becoming another expensive data silo that just happens to look nice? That's the real risk, isn't it?
That risk is exactly why integration is one of the key features we're going to talk about. A true CJM tool proves its worth by how well it aggregates and, you know, normalizes that data. It gives you this holistic, real-time view.
So it moves from being a history report to a strategic guide.
Precisely. Because that unification process, that's what reveals not just what customers do, but the critical why behind their actions, their feelings, and especially their frustrations.
All right, so here's the million-dollar question for you, the learner. Why are these tools a mandatory cornerstone for an omnichannel strategy now and not just some nice-to-have feature?
The answer is really simple.
Yeah.
Consumer expectation. In today's world, consumers just demand these hyper-personalized, seamless experiences.
Mm.
If a customer starts looking at a product on your app, then gets an email about it 2 days later, and then or calls a call center to buy it, those three steps have to feel like one single fluid conversation, not three separate transactions.
That transition, it has to be completely invisible.
Exactly. And CJM tools help marketers zoom right in on those transition points. They identify the critical issues, gaps where data just drops out, redundancies where the customer gets the same message 3 times, or real frustration points.
And they can show you the impact of that friction on your bottom line.
Immediately. You can see how those transitions affect conversion rates or customer satisfaction, and you can translate that story into a change you need to make to your product or marketing right now.
Okay, so that means we need to approach picking a tool with a really clear checklist. If we're looking at a platform, what are the 5 must-have features, the absolute non-negotiables?
This is the foundation right here. We've broken it down into 5 key things you have to look for. Number 1, visualization. The platform has to have intuitive visual mapping, and it needs to be easy to customize. You need to be able to map different customer segments like B2B buyers versus B2C subscribers and see all sorts of journey types, not just a simple straight line.
Number 2 would have to be tracking, right? And not just counting clicks.
Not at all. You need interactive touchpoint tracking. And that's about capturing the context, the metadata of the interaction at every single stage. If the map is missing pieces, your insights are just guesswork. 3, analytics depth. This is where you separate the real mapping tools from just, you know, diagramming software. You have to have robust customer journey analytics built right in, or at least seamlessly integrated.
So things like session recordings, funnel analysis.
Exactly. Session recording, funnel analysis, and the ability to trigger real-time feedback surveys based on what a user is actually doing.
Okay, number 4, integration. We touched on this, but it feels huge.
It's the silent killer of these projects. The platform has to have fluid, two-way data integration with the rest of your tech stack. If it doesn't talk easily to your CRM or your marketing automation platform, you are just duplicating effort and creating new silos. It's a non-starter.
And that brings us to the final one, number 5.
Collaboration. You need strong collaboration tools. Journey mapping is not just a marketing thing. UX, sales, engineering, customer support, they all need to be able to get in there, add their own observations, and align their strategies around that single unified view.
That 5-point checklist is a great filter. But even with it, the market is just so overwhelming. So how does a company, especially one with, say, a complex B2B sales cycle or a lot of legacy tech one, how do they even start to narrow it down?
You start with a bit of brutal self-assessment and you follow 3 steps. Step 1, a compatibility audit. You have to assess your current tech stack. And it's not just about integration, it's about compatibility.
What's the difference?
Well, if your CRM is highly customized, you need proof the CGM tool works with your specific setup, not just the off-the-shelf version. For B2B, it has to cleanly track that handoff from marketing to sales. Step 2, think about training and adoption cost. People get fixated on the license fee. But you have to evaluate the learning curve, the training required, the quality of the support. A super sophisticated tool that takes your team 6 months to master is often way more expensive than a simpler one they can use effectively next week.
And step 3, which I think gets overlooked all the time by companies that are growing fast, is scalability.
Precisely. You have to look at its scalability. Can it grow with you? Can it handle different journey types? If you're focused on acquisition now, but you plan to build out complex loyalty journeys next year, the tool needs to handle that without forcing you to migrate everything.
So look at those real-world case studies.
Always. That's the proof the tool actually delivers under pressure.
Okay, we have the foundation. Let's get to the core mission of this deep dive. We've sorted the top 7 tools into 3 categories based on what they do best. This is where it gets really actionable. Let's start with category 1, the analytics and behavioral specialists.
Right. These are the tools that give you the hard, quantitative data for really deep behavior analysis.
And leading the pack is a tool called Full Session.
Yep. Full Session is a powerful web analytics tool. It gives you these comprehensive insights through session recordings, heat maps so you can see clicks, how far people scroll, even where their mouse moves, and has these really flexible feedback surveys you can trigger.
So what's the one unique feature that sets it apart? We mentioned this U-turns metric before, but how does that actually change how you use the data?
The U-turns metric is, frankly, brilliant. It solves the biggest pain point of this kind of analysis: wasted time. I mean, traditionally, if you wanted to know why people were abandoning a form, you had to sit there and manually watch dozens, maybe hundreds, of recordings.
Looking for clues.
Exactly, looking for erratic mouse movements or whatever. The U-turns metric automatically flags and quantifies those moments of user frustration spots where a user abruptly changes course, scrolls up and down like crazy, or just rage clicks on something that's broken.
So it's like an immediate signpost. It points you right to the problem.
It saves the UX team weeks of manual analysis. It points them directly to the broken element on the page.
Okay, that makes it a diagnostic tool, not just a recording library. What are the trade-offs?
So the pros are definitely the granular session details, the visual analytics, and a really generous, fully featured freemium plan, which is great. The cons: its feedback surveys need a lot of site traffic to be statistically significant. And crucially, it's exclusively web-based. So you lose all that behavioral data the second your customer moves to a native mobile app.
Got it. Okay, next in the analytics category is the big one you can't avoid: Google Analytics.
Of course. GA is the web staple. It's fantastic for traffic acquisition, engagement, conversion tracking, you name it. Its key insight is really the power you get for the price. It's free, it's accurate, and it integrates seamlessly with Google Ads. It gives you all the essential high-level funnel data.
So if it's that powerful and it's free, why do we even need a separate dedicated CJM tool? Where does it fall short on our 5-point checklist?
It really fails on the analytics depth for behavioral mapping. It's not a true CJM tool. And its biggest limitation is that lack of visual user behavior tools. No session recordings, no heat maps. It can't diagnose the how and the why of user frustration like Full Session can.
So you have to supplement it.
You must. And what's more, any kind of custom journey mapping or advanced multi-channel setup in GA, it requires some serious technical knowledge, sometimes even custom coding, to get meaningful data out of it.
Okay, moving on to category 2. The visualization, design, and qualitative specialists. So these tools are less about the raw numbers and more about mapping the experience, the emotions, and getting the team aligned.
And this is where we have to be careful not to confuse a simple diagram with a real map.
Right. Let's start with Smaply.
Smaply is a specialized mapping tool. It focuses heavily on visualizing not just the touch points, but the subjective stuff: customer emotions, their thoughts, their pain points. And critically, It supports service blueprinting.
Let's pause on that. Service blueprinting is a term you hear in UX design a lot. For the average marketer listening, what does that actually mean, and why is it useful here?
So a service blueprint maps all the internal processes that support the customer journey. The journey map shows the customer's experience. That's the front end. The service blueprint shows everything happening backstage.
The stuff the customer never sees.
Exactly. The technology, the staff actions, the systems that make that experience possible. So if your customer is frustrated by a slow response time, Smaply's service blueprint can help you figure out if the problem is your software or, maybe, the training your support staff received.
So it connects the customer's feeling to an internal process.
It does. Its key insight is that qualitative focus. It lets you integrate direct customer feedback right onto the map, which leads to these incredibly authentic personas. It's fantastic for service design and UX teams.
And the kicker. The major drawback.
It has basically zero external analytics features. No native session recordings, no heat maps. It's a qualitative tool that relies entirely on what you feed it. So you absolutely have to pair it with an analytics platform. It also doesn't have a free plan or a trial.
Okay. Next up, we have a few tools often used by design teams, which brings up a question. If they don't have native analytics, are they really CJM tools? Or are they just visual platforms you use before the real mapping starts? Let's talk Lucidchart.
That is exactly the right question to ask. Lucidchart is a super flexible diagramming platform. It's excellent for drawing flowcharts and visualizing any kind of multi-step process. Its strength is that intuitive drag-and-drop editor and fantastic real-time collaboration. Great for getting a team aligned quickly.
But, and this is the crucial distinction, it's basically a very, very advanced digital whiteboard.
That's precisely. It excels at visualization and collaboration, but it has zero native analytics capabilities, no behavioral tracking. It visualizes the journey you want the customer to take, not the journey they actually take. It's a visualization layer you put on top of your real data.
Now, what about Figma?
Figma is a collaborative, web-based design and prototyping platform. It's used everywhere by UX teams for mapping flows, wireframing, iterating on prototypes. It's got great real-time collaboration, unlimited layouts, and its strength is that agility. Plus, it has a really robust free plan, which makes it perfect for that rapid design phase.
So if I'm in the early stages of designing a new feature, Figma helps me visualize how the customer should move through it.
Correct. But fundamentally, it is a design tool. To get any deep behavioral insights, you have to integrate it with specialized analytics tools that can track what happens after you launch. Figma helps you design the map, but it doesn't measure the traveler.
And rounding out this category is Flowmap. How is this different from Lucidchart's flowcharts or Figma's design focus?
Flowmap is more structured. It's built specifically for creating visual user flows and sitemaps. It focuses on simulating customer paths within a kind of information architecture context. Its strength is providing this really organized, big-picture view of the user experience and site structure.
Often used for more complex websites, then.
Yes. But, like the others in this category, its drawback is the same. It lacks native customer behavior analytics. It gives you the blueprint, but you have to bring your own measurement tools. And again, no free plan or trial.
Okay, that distinction is crystal clear. The analytics tools diagnose actual behavior, while these visualization tools are for planning and team alignment. So, on to category three, the conversion and funnel builders. This is for teams focused on structured, measurable action.
Which brings us to ClickFunnels.
Right.
ClickFunnels is a platform built specifically for one thing, building, managing, and optimizing sales funnels. These are highly structured, goal-oriented customer journeys. You see them all the time for e-commerce, lead magnets, online courses.
So it's not just visualizing the journey, you're actually building the road itself.
You're building the road. Its key insight is that actionable control. It has integrated tools like A/B testing, email automation, drag and drop landing page builders. Everything is focused on hitting a conversion metric.
It sounds like an end-to-end conversion factory. What's the strategic advantage there?
Speed and focus. The funnel building features are incredibly robust, and the templates they provide can drastically simplify creating these sophisticated, high ROI customer paths. It's built for immediate, measurable return.
But what's the caution here? If I'm using ClickFunnels, do I still need a separate CJM tool?
Oh, absolutely. ClickFunnels is not a deep dive analytics platform out of the box. Yes, it tracks conversions and click-through rates, but it doesn't give you that granular behavioral data, the session recordings or heat maps, that explain why users bailed on your funnel halfway through.
So it tells you that they left, but not why.
Exactly. users have to rely on third-party tools, often Full Session or Google Analytics, to gather that detailed behavior data before they can make informed adjustments inside ClickFunnels. It controls the path, but it doesn't diagnose the traveler's mood.
This deep dive has really crystallized the relationship between these different categories. It seems the choice really truly boils down to your primary use case and what you need to integrate with.
Correct. You have to decide, what's your biggest organizational gap? Is it granular, quantitative behavioral data for quick UX fixes that points you to something like Full Session? Or is it that you need to visualize emotions and align your whole strategy with detailed blueprints?
Which would point you toward Smaply or maybe Lucidchart as a starting point.
Right.
Or is your immediate goal just structured conversion optimization in a defined path, which makes ClickFunnels a high-priority tool?
And, you know, looking forward, the future of CJM is heading toward even greater integration with AI-driven analytics. We're moving beyond just tracking what happened in the past.
To being more predictive.
Exactly. Yeah. AI is going to start providing more predictive, real-time personalization. It'll suggest not just where the pain points are, but it could dynamically alter the path for the specific user who is on the journey right now.
That raises a really important question for all of us to think about as we close this out. If AI starts to personalize and optimize the path in real time, what does that mean for the role of the human strategist? If the map is always changing, is our job less about drawing it and more about teaching the AI how to understand the qualitative nuances, the emotions, the why, that only humans can really grasp?
Mastering the integration of that qualitative insight into the machine learning models, that is going to be the key differentiator for driving long-term customer loyalty and success.
This episode was brought to you with insights provided by Scopic.